even well. A gospel that has power. It's not just in word only, but in power and in demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Many people can preach the gospel. I love what it said about the Lord Jesus when he preached. He said he didn't preach like the Pharisees. He spoke like one who had authority. Amen. He knew what he was talking about. He could stand there and tell the devil, he said, "You come out in the name." And he would go. He wouldn't have to say, "You come out my own name." He'd just say, "You come out." Amen. He didn't have to use a name. We're coming to that place. Whatsoever you say, don't doubt in your heart. Bible says, when you stand praying, you receive what you ask for, you'll have it. You know, I like the message Brother Benham preached on a trial. We brought forth Mr. Skeptic, Mr. Impatient, and Mr. Unbelief, and things like that. God never did say when it would happen. He never did say how it would happen. He said it would happen. Even if you speak to this mountain, it will be moved. And yet sometimes I think we struggle. We offer a prayer, it don't happen in 5 minutes, we begin to doubt that God even heard us. We've got to have that faith like Abraham. If it takes 25 years, God, I believe it. No matter what the struggles is, it don't matter how many ins or outs or ups or downs, I still love you, Lord, and I'm still hanging on. Amen. That's truth. Coming to the end of the way someday, I want to be fully clothed with his righteousness. If there's anything in my life this morning that's not in line with the Holy Ghost, I want God to reveal it to me. I believe he wants to reveal to us our shortcomings. I believe he wants to encourage us. He doesn't want to get us down and wipe his feet on us. He wants to get us so humble and so submissive we can hear that still small voice. We can be led by the Holy Ghost. We've not got a pride about us, but a circumcised heart. Now, I like the story in the Old Testament about how Elijah, you know, after he killed the 400 priests, running hiding from Jezebel and everything else, he'd gone 40 days on a cake that an angel cooked for him out in the wilderness. And he got back there in the cave and said, there was thunder, and the Bible said, God wasn't in the thunder. There was lightning. The Bible said, God wasn't in the lightning. He said, and there was that still small voice. He said, God was in that. Amen. You know, Brother Terry preached a message on trust God the other day. It just really blessed me. I remember a brother that came, ministered for us a few times. His name was Charles Connolly. And the brother, he had learned how to